This is Midwest Severe Storm Tracking Response Center, Midwest 107. Tornado warning has been in effect since 11:51 p.m. Central Standard Time. The National Weather Service in Sullivan has issued a Southern Dane County in South Central Wisconsin. Central. At 12:02 a.m. Central Standard Time, severe thunderstorm K4 producing tornado has been located near Verona, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Hazard, this is a tornado warning. Source is a radar indicated rotation. Flying debris may be hazardous and dangerous to those caught within the areas and without shelter. Please seek shelter now. KC9GQS, Midwest 107.
Charlie 2, Bravo, India, Zulu, mobile update. Madison has tornado sirens in direct area.
Copy that, sir. Thank you. This dangerous storm will be near Madison around 12:10 a.m. Central Standard Time, Pittsburgh, Oregon, McFarland, and Monona around 12:15 a.m. Other locations infected on this tornadic thunderstorm include Mount Horeb and Peola. Let everybody be safe out there. We know that all tornadic activity during a nocturnal event are extremely difficult to see and confirm at night. Do not wait or see or to hear the tornado. Please take cover now.
This is Midwest 131. I am currently without radar. I do hear the sirens going off. So I am 1.5 miles east of the Madison Track Airport reference point in Central Dane County.
Copy that. We're seeing the same thing up on scope here, getting some indicators. We're also indicating a 0.75 inch of hail, Midwest 107. Midwest 131, are you able to take relay?
Negative.
Copy.
Go ahead, KC9UTH.
That warning may have come, but I'm seeing another TBS redevelopment right around the Verona area, again heading east-northeast. I'm going to position myself right either along 14 or right around McFarland. I'm still deciding.
Copy that. Also, just heard word from emergency management that there was a possible indication of tornado stretching from Verona heading southeast towards Belleville.
KC9 WPV.
Go ahead, sir.
This is KC9 WPV in Verona. We've lost residential power.
Copy that. I have a timestamp 12:17. Is that correct?
Back it up about 3 minutes.
Copy that, KC9 GQS.
IARL, we had a power spike here in Madison about the same time. Two hits. Lost power and came back. also probably associated with power failure. He's reporting. KC9IAR.
Copy that. Thank you.
Internet control on frequency WF9X, head response.
KC9GQS, go ahead.
Yeah, would you have a relay station check in on the back one with us, please? We need some info from your team here. WX9MK.
Copy that. Give us a second. KC9GQS.
I'm going to go direct to 167. This is KC9 OP 125.
Go ahead.
167, what's your location?
I am currently at Southtown and the Beltline at the Speedway gas station.
Copy that. I'm on Park Street and 14. I'm going to sit tight. I think we got some broad rotation. They just added another warning. It's going right along down the Capitol. At least that's where they're saying TBS signature is heading, right down the 12 and 18 corridor. So I'm just going to head back a little bit and get back into Madison. So just sit tight and kind of make your way a little bit more north.
Copy that. And listening to city radio traffic, it does sound like there are structure collapses in the area, just an FYI. So keep an eye out for it.
KC2BIC Mobile.
KC9IAR. Sirens are sounding again in the Madison area, 2 miles south of the Shoreward Hills reference point.
1.5 miles west of Truax. Kilo Charlie, Boat India Zulu Mobile. We have no radar. What can you tell us what's going on to anybody?
Downtown on the UW-Madison campus. I'm going to be off frequency for the next few minutes. I just need to stop at my apartment quick and grab a few supplies and a radio. Possibly we could go simplex and keep the repeater open.
Copy that. I also got a report. Tamarack Road in Verona had some damage, so I'll check that out later. But right now I'm still tracking this thing and coming up to the interstate real soon. And I'm going to take it easy, but yeah, we do have some confirmed reports that are showing up on radar now, so I'm definitely embedded in the mid, though, so I'm just keeping an eye out for it and just sort of riding along with it at the moment.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Midwest 131, we're bugging out from our location. We're headed to 4 miles south of the Madison Truex Airport reference point. It's currently very heavy rain. No hail as of yet. KC9KDA.
KC9KOP, are you out there?
KOP, out here.
Yeah, I had a radio go down. We don't have relay, and we're wanting some information. When I contact him, I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Why anybody travel along 12 and 18, take it very easy. We're getting so much heavy rain, 12 and 18 is flooding. Road is almost becoming impassable.
KC9KDA.
Now, nearby you, 1.5 miles west of Truax reference point, we have heavy flooding over here. I heard you were 4 miles away from Truax. How about you?
We're headed that way. We just left from 1.5 miles east of the Madison Tracks Airport reference point. We're, we are headed to 4.4 miles south of the Madison Tracks Airport reference point.
Okay, drive safe. It's a little touch and go over here anyway.
Affirmative.
Bravo, India, Zulu, portable. KDA, KC2BS.
Go ahead, KC9KDA.
The range just stopped.
Yeah, affirmative. We just reached our destination. Very little rain right now. Everything is very quiet.
Here too, that's what worries me.
Affirmative, we're heading in the house now. KC9KDA clear.
It'd be said, KC2B.
Definitely got branches and we got construction barrels all over the road. It's still passable, but most of that blew off to the far right side. So, but yeah, branches I would say at least 30 inches in diameter. I'm seeing on the roadside lots of leaves and other kinds of miscellaneous debris, but nothing major as far as structure.
Copy that, sir. I have you at exit
135. Yeah, I'm on the back side of this thing, so I'm going to ride it through.
Midwest 167.
Go ahead, 167.
I am downtown on East Washington Avenue, about one or two blocks south of Baldwin Street. We got several trees down, including large tree branches, probably about 4 inches in diameter, including a traffic signal that appears to be knocked down due to the wind.
I should put you about two blocks off the square. What direction again?
Step by just 1 second. I can give you an exact intersection.
Copy, KC9 G2S. 7.
We will mark it as current time right now, 12:46 a.m. Location is East Washington Street and Ingersoll Street, about 0.5 miles north of the Capitol reference point in central Dane County. Source is myself, KC9UTH, Midwest 167.
Can you give me an estimate on the tree diameter?
Traffic signals at this intersection are turned, and including one down that appears to have been pulled out of the ground.
Do you have an estimate on the tree branch or tree size?
I have full trees down around here. I would say probably about 4 or 5 inches and full trees as well.
KC9G2S, copy.
Five with a 125 to the control.
125, go.
Was observing walk off for sure. Time would be 12:45. I would estimate about 5 miles southeast of the Truax reference point, Dane County. It was rotating, but nothing produced out of it. And I'm on 151 heading into Sun Prairie right at this moment. So I'm definitely in a more pain-free base here. But nothing is coming out of this rotating walk-on at this time.
12:45 a.m. rotating waterfall that's happening now, 5 miles southeast of the Truax reference point. KC9GQS.
That last report there, net control.
Unit calling, say again, please.
Correction on the location, put northeast, got miscombobulated in the bearings, northeast, not southeast.
Copy on the northeast, KC9G2S.
KC9UTH, this is KC9KDA, are the lights still out at that intersection there?
KC9KDA, that is affirmative, yes, they are completely out still, that intersection is all dark.
Okay, cool, thank you.
KC9UTH to WA4ORN. Are you still on the air?
M9ETR repeating.
M, go ahead, WA4ORM.
Hey, Chad, this is Lucas, KC9UTH. I submitted a report with KC9GQS a little earlier about downtown Madison, in the area of East Washington Street and Ingersoll. I stopped back out here and was able to look at a little bit more of the damage, and, you know, I can't confirm, there's nothing that really stands out that it was circulation, so I'm thinking probably straight line wind damage.
Can you relay what damage you did see there again? Now that I'm up at the EOC, I can tell if it's anything other than tree damage.
It was tree damage, and then there was a traffic signal that was out of the, or basically pulled off its pedestal and knocked over on East Washington at Ingersoll.
That information, I'll check to see if they have that up here at DOC. KC9UTH, WA4RM.
Sounds good, thank you very much. I'm going to go ahead and check out for the evening. Have a good night.
You too, thank you, WA4RM. UTH, are you still on by chance?
I am, go ahead.
Have the approximate time.
So the approximate time that I reported the damage was 12:46 a.m.
Be that.
Bay 4, I'm keeping on UOP.
KB9 UOP, go ahead.
I don't know if it's already been reported, but we have power outage and street lights out at Stoughton Road and East Washington. That had already been submitted or reported in?
I do not know, but I will repeat it just to make sure that it is.
That I don't have a point of reference, except I'm right on the corner of Stoughton Road and East Wash, and traffic's going through. There are no lights whatsoever, and surrounding buildings are all out of power. The Walgreens is out. Everything is out in this block section.
Copy that, man. Very good. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you for that. KB9 UOP, WA4RM. If you have pictures, you can stick up on Facebook. That's good, too. We can put that over to the Sullivan web page.
Copy that. I just got to get into a good spot to get some pictures off here. UOP Midwest 125 is the Midwest Severe Storm Tracker Response Center. Have brought Rock County into a condition red full activation mode. This is due to a severe thunderstorm warning, which exists until 5:15 this morning. Let me get the preliminaries. So far, all I got is a severe thunderstorm warning. Things are coming up a little slow this morning. 4:52, severe thunderstorm is located near Footville. Or near Janesville, moving northeast at 65 miles per hour. The hazard is 70 miles per hour wind gusts, radar indicated. So it's mainly a wind event. I don't see any immediate signs of shearing that would indicate possible tornadic activity. Hail, that's on the low side. There's a cold one near the Rockford area that might produce some hail, but other than that, expect winds in excess of 60 miles per hour, frequent cloud to ground lightning, as this storm squall line is making its way to the northeast at approximately 54 miles per hour, so it should move fairly decent through the county area. We do have a couple of areas of intense shower and thunderstorm activity through the Jefferson southeast corner of Dane County, trailing back into central Greene County, and then it sort of kind of makes a dip due south through Rock into the Rockford, Illinois area. That's pretty much all we got going on at this time, and we'll keep monitoring the situation as it develops. Midwest 125, KB9 UOP, standing by. Condition red for Rock County. And this is KB9 UOP, Midwest 125. I've currently bumped up Dane into a condition yellow, ready mode. We do have a couple of areas in the Stoughton area, Rockdale and Cambridge areas of intense shower and thunderstorm activity. It's kind of teetering if it would go severe or not. It is registering 62.5 dBZ, possible 1-inch hail core on it. We'll keep monitoring it, but just in case it decides to go red. Again, that would be for southeastern Dane County and parts of western Jefferson County at this time. We're currently under a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:15 this morning for Rock County. Condition red, full activation for Rock. Condition yellow, ready mode for Dane. And Iowa will put under a condition green at this time. Keeping an NLP, Midwest 125, standing by.
NCCR receiving.
Keeping an NLP, Midwest 125, with a quick radar update. The warning was allowed to expire for Rocket parts of Greene County. All of Walworth County is now under a severe thunderstorm warning until 5:45 a.m. Main primary threat will be the 70 mile per hour wind gust that we've been experiencing, or that has been radar indicated out of this squall line making its way through. Most of it's pretty much just starting to trailing back to the extreme southeastern corner of Dane County, about by the Stoughton and areas, Edgerton, Milton. There is a lot of moderate to heavy shower and thunderstorm activity still in the area, but we'll just kind of back things down to a condition yellow just in case until things start to settle down. Also, we do have a slight risk for severe weather today as well as tomorrow. The conditions will be much the same. The features will be much the same. The potential for supercell development, tornado developments, high winds, damaging hail, the usual. We'll wait till about 8 this morning to see what the latest SPC outlook is, as well as model profiles to kind of see how today shapes up. We have a lot of moisture in the area, so that'll definitely be one thing that'll get things kick-started. Temperatures should be climbing into the mid to high 80s, if not possibly 90. So that's going to get things going. We just got to wait and see if we're going to get any clearing and daytime heating to see if things start churning up later on this afternoon and evening. Might have a possibility of an overnight event as well, so be aware of that. Keeping NOP Midwest 125, we'll be standing by.